Well, it goes back to that idea, the segregation idea of less than. And so, you know, saying, oh, well, you know, African-Americans can't play against whites in any sport because, well, they're not fast enough. They're not strong enough. They're not smart enough. And sort of a way to reduce that masculinity. And then you see just in general, sorry, my voice is correct there. You see in general with, again, with racism and segregation, the, you know, the pressure, especially African-American men are under, where if a, you know, a white is to say something to them, they can't, or, you know, is hostile to them, they can't respond. They have to, you know, take it. They have to kowtow within, you know, the community, or, you know, or they might get lynched. I mean, the Jesse Washington Waco Horror lynching, you know, in 1916 is a rather famous case. And so through sports is allowing them to show off, no, look, we are strong. We are men. You know, and that argument, oh, well, no, they're less than. They can't play against us. And then when you have a game between a white team and an African-American team, and the white team wins, I mean, the African-American team wins, then the African-American community can focus on that and say, look, you're saying all these things about our guys, but, you know, our pitcher threw faster, our team ran faster, we hit more home runs, we beat you, you know. So it's a way to celebrate, again, just that masculinity and really humanness in an environment that worked to degrade it.